Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Grafton Street's a wonderland with magic in the air, or else it has been tumbleweed for the last 4 months. But after 4 months of closure, non-essential retailers finally opened their doors to customers once again this morning. For small businesses pushed to the brink by the prolonged lockdowns, they're hoping that today will be their final reopening of the pandemic, and by God, are they. So Drive Time's Della Kilroy has been speaking to independent business owners and shoppers in Dublin city centre today, and she joins me now. Della, I'd say the atmosphere in Dublin, and I'm sure in towns and villages and cities across the country, was excitable today.
It was. It was busy but not too crowded on the main shopping streets in Dublin this afternoon after 137 days of closure. Now, there were queues outside some of the larger retailers, but actually overall it was calm. So while it was a Monday, the city certainly isn't back to normality just yet. But Retail Excellence did say it was a landmark day for the 280,000 sector employees around the country, and there did seem to be an air of excitement about. Some shoppers told me what they were hoping to buy today.
Yeah, it's nice just to get back to a bit of normality and just to kind of buy a few bits and pieces, just pop into the shops and look around, even like just the essentials, really, like just like night clothes and like things that you can't, like, yeah, you need to try on, like a few hiking bits and pieces, and that's it.
I'm delighted to see them all open. Things come back to normal. I'm going in search of books now. I'm looking for something very special. I've been looking for it on the internet, and I just haven't no luck, so I'm going down to Hodges Figures now, see what they can do.
Well, first of all, 10 o'clock, Kilkenny. Bought a dress and some books and a bag, free coffee and scone.
How have you found the experience so far?
Oh, great. I mean, I've been careful, wear the mask, sanitizers, the whole lot. Looking forward to being back to a new normal.
Yeah, books featuring strongly there. What can shoppers expect, though, Della? Will they still have to make an appointment?
Well, for the vast majority of shops, they won't. Some large retail chains are expected to offer late night opening. And of course, public health and social distancing measures are still in place, so numbers in shops will be limited. Now, today's easing of COVID restrictions also includes the doubling in capacity on public transport from 25 to 50%. So customers are being asked to plan their journeys to avoid peak times in the morning and the evenings to save spots for workers. Yeah. Dublin City Council also today launched their We Missed You Too campaign just off Grafton Street this morning, and they're expecting a footfall of between 200 and 225,000 in the city centre as shoppers return. CEO of Dublin Town is Richard Guiney.
Look, we're really pleased to be reopening the non-essential retail today. Business has obviously been closed since Christmas, so I think they're very keen to get back. And we're really hopeful that this is, you know, we're past the last level five with the vaccine rollout. You know, we're hoping that this is it. It's going to be really important. Businesses are very vulnerable. They've obviously been through a very, very difficult time. They really need customer support. But we know from our research that customers are very keen to get back. There's a lot of pent-up savings. There's a lot of demand. There's a lot of keenness to get back.
Grafton Street is already busy. It's not crowded, but it's busy this morning. What can customers expect?
Yeah, no, it's been a very steady day. You know, that's encouraging. And I think people are abiding by the request to time and plan their journey. So, you know, you can see that in terms of the pedestrian movements. And there is an underlying optimism, you know, amongst the business community that we can, you know, we've been through the worst. That's the way the public are thinking as well.
Yeah, that's Richard Guiney of Dublin Town. And small business especially, some of them feel like they're on the brink and really need support. We're going to hear from some independent businesses in just a moment. But first, Della, you spoke to a landlord who suspended rents during the lockdowns so that small business could survive. It's a brilliant, brilliant story. Were there many closed shutters in the city centre today?
Well, unfortunately, there were still some shutters not yet able to reopen in the centre today. And over the past year, the city has seen the likes of independent, second-hand and vintage shops like the Harlequin forced to close. But in the historic Georgia Street Arcade, all their stalls were able to reopen today. Landlord Gwen Layden waived rents at the arcade throughout the pandemic, and she was very happy to see customers return there this morning.
So we're standing at the Georgia Street Arcade in the middle of Dublin City. and it's the home to 40 independent businesses. It's a family-owned shopping centre. The first time it closed its gates since 1892 was 2020. We've owned this building and these businesses have been with us, I suppose, for over 30 years. So this isn't our first, if you like, dip or recession. And at the outset, we always wish to make sure each business survives, because really, unless these businesses survive, we don't have a city. So I'm delighted to say that every single person is still here. They're back with us. I don't worry about the city. I think people will always come into the city, providing the buildings are being used. There's a couple of shutters down, which is really sad, because a shutter down is somebody who has invested their heart and soul in a business, and for one reason or other, maybe lack of support, maybe too high a rent, their dreams and hopes are dashed and they have nowhere to go this morning. I would be very strongly in favour of just a rent that is comfortable. We're not looking for full rent yet. And if you stick together and if you paint a smile on your face, you'll get through it. Whatever comes our way, we'll get through it.
And that's landlord Gwen Layden there. Dalla, you've been speaking to independent businesses, those with hopes and dreams, as Gwen was saying. Who did you speak to first?
Well, we're first going to hear from a bookshop and a tarot card reading business based in the arcade. Stokes Books is an established institution. And for the likes of some of the small shops, there were challenges in moving online during the pandemic. Stephen Stokes had to categorise over 750 books from TK Whitaker's collection, which was, as you might imagine, a big task. And if you're in the arcade, you'll find Stephen in a chair to the left of his shop, surrounded by books.
It's been a series of hiatuses. We hope this is the last one. We've survived 20 weeks. It hasn't been easy, but it's wonderful to make contact with people again. I enjoy it. And I just had my first sale from a gentleman who was delighted to come in and actually physically handle books. I get the feeling that people, while they enjoy online shopping as a substitute, physically they want to come in, handle books and talk to people. And it is, I'm meeting old friends again. We've both missed each other.
So what are your hopes for the summer ahead?
Cautiously optimistic. The human element will, I think, continue to triumph. Cautiously. They may not rush in, but they want to come in. And once, I think, the vaccination programme is comparatively complete, people will have a certain confidence and they will return to the city centre.
How you doing? I'm Keith Kavanagh and I'm just standing here outside the tarot card booth. It's been a lot of ups and downs. We've been very fortunate in the sense that we've had really decent landlords. Hopefully the government will, you know, help out other people in less fortunate circumstances who are coming back to massive, you know, rent bills and an inability to open and having to face closing down. So again, I'm fortunate in another way in the sense that I've got a lot of really regular clients that I've had for years, and I'm not dependent so much on the tourist market, unlike some of my neighbours even here in the arcade. So again, I'm in a fortunate position that way.
And that was tarot card reader Keith Kavanagh there, ending Dalla Kilroy's report. And the best of luck to all the businesses who are reopening doors for the first time in a long time today. And thank you, Dalla Kilroy.